Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, based on the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Episode 3, Done Deals. It is 30 years after the Jedi Civil War, millennia before the time of the Galactic Empire, a time of legend and myth. Cara Tal Bandon has escaped the Sith blockade of her homeworld thanks to two daring smugglers, Ren Falani and his captain, the Triani Liana. However, the Sith Lord Karinan Benar's arm is long, and even now his agents are at work tracing her route through the stars.
Now tell me again, why did you authorize the Wanderer to launch?
I already told you, the authorization came in. I thought your people already signed off on it. It must have been a glitch.
A glitch?
Yeah, like I've told you 100 times already.
And you have no idea where the ship is headed?
No! The computer just said that the flight plan was approved. At my end, we never get the details. They just come in, we push the button, and they send them off.
Forgive the intrusion, Major Alston. Our time does not allow for the normal methods of questioning, I am afraid. I will deal with this man personally.
As you wish, Lord Vanar.
Lord?
You will look into my eyes.
No.
Ord.
No.
Mantell. I see. Thank you. Return to your work.
Yes, my lord. Those eyes.
Captain Hirrodin, prepare the ship for hyperspace. Our quarry is headed for Ord Mantell.
As you command, Lord Vanar.
Slow to wear off.
Can I get you some refreshment, Master Jedi?
Where am I?
The men's dormitory, aboard the light freighter, Wanderer.
Why am I here?
Is that a philosophical query, or a request for historical account?
Where's my lightsaber?
I do not know, sir. Where did you leave it?
Blast it, you hulk of artifice! I want answers, and I want them now!
Captain, your guest is awake, and he appears to be in a rather foul mood.
On our way.
As for your weapon, sir, humans place such importance on possessions as symbols of identity. Why is that, I wonder? Look at me. I am a possession, and it does nothing to differentiate me from any other being, mechanical or organic.
I am Liana, captain of this vessel. This is Cara Tal Bandon, your benefactor.
Blade dancers, Kim.
What's your name?
Aaron Rod. Am I your prisoner, Dark Lord?
I don't know where you come from, but if I look like a lord to you, obviously they don't let you out often.
You're no one's prisoner, Jedi. We brought you with us after you were stunned by the Sith back on Dereth 4.
But her weapon! It's a Sith blade!
My weapon is an heirloom of my family. I don't even know what Sith means.
Are you, or are you not, the kin of Selene Alvanden?
And if I am?
Then you are the one I seek!
You and everybody else, apparently. Why are you looking for me?
I saw you in a vision. I saw you fighting a man, and then I saw the end of everything.
Who was I fighting?
I don't know. I've never seen him. A buddy bore a lightsaber, and you were fighting him with your double-bladed weapon. And in the midst of the fight, it split into two lightsabers.
It split?
Yes. A double-bladed golden lightsaber that became two single blades. Only one person in all the archives of the Jedi is mentioned as having a weapon that could do just that. Selene Alvanden, better known as Selene Blade Dancer.
That was my grandmother, Selene. But she was no Jedi, she was just a farmer.
Selene Blade Dancer was the foremost lightsaber master in all the Jedi Order, even while a Padawan learner. She followed Revan into the Mandalorian Wars, but she disappeared near their conclusion. Revan's fall to the dark side marked the rise of the fallen Jedi known as the Sith, and the start of the Jedi Civil War.
So you thought I was some kind of evil Jedi for having her lightsaber?
Well, traditionally, only the Sith carried red blades. It is possible that your grandmother followed Revan in her fall, I suppose, but I had not seen anything in the archives about that.
No. My grandmother fled to Darifor to hide herself and the music from the outside world. That does not sound like a betrayal to me.
Music?
It's a song sung by all life. Each being sings their own part, but in the end, it's a part of one song. I hear it inside, and I hear it all the time.
The Force. I was not mistaken when I saw it burn brightly in you. Have you had training?
Well, my mother taught me to fight with a staff. There were lupines that would come and attack our stock every so often, and it was what grandmother taught her. Why? Is it important?
You need to accompany me to the academy. The masters must be informed of your existence.
What academy? Where?
The Jedi Academy, where I learned to feel the Force. What you erroneously call music. I cannot tell you where it is. For security, our academies are hidden. But you must be taken there at once.
Forget it. I have commitments.
What commitments? This is more important!
First, I agreed to help Lyanna and Ren for taking me off Darifor and for getting you out of Sith custody. Then I mean to find those responsible for the death of my family and deal with them.
You cannot!
Don't tell me what I can't do. My parents were murdered, chained and beaten, then sliced open and left to die. I mean to see that their killers suffer.
That is not the Jedi way!
I'm not a Jedi. I didn't ask to be in the middle of this, and I sure as hell didn't have to save you. I don't need any lectures.
Be assured that your weapon is safe. I have it. But I intend to keep it until I am certain you can be trusted. Which I am not.
Well, I need that lightsaber. It is as much as my life as my own heart.
The Cub has just lost her family and all that she has ever known. I thought the Jedi were compassionate people. I'm sorry to see I was wrong.
Can I get you some refreshment? Or I would be happy to resume our discussion on organic identity and property.
Whoa, hey! Watch where you're going. This is a hallway, not a swoop race.
Sorry. You were right, by the way. We should have left his sorry ass back on the cantina floor.
What did you expect? Answers? He's a Jedi. They make a living being cryptic and self-righteous.
And do you make yours being snotty and obnoxious?
What the hell? Oh, hey, Lyanna. What's with the kid?
It seems her parents were murdered recently. The Jedi was not very sympathetic to her loss. You could stand to be a little more compassionate towards her as well, Ren.
Is the whole universe against me today? Forget it. I'm turning in. Oh, that's right. You're awake.
Tell me, where are we bound?
Ord Mantell.
You will tell me. On what business?
Well, we... You don't try that again. You understand me? Next time you do, I push you out the airlock. Hell, I think the kid would help.
Put down your blaster. I just wanted to know why I was held prisoner.
Because of tricks like that. This is our ship. We don't trust you, and you just confirmed why we shouldn't.
I'm sorry, but see it from my side. I'm stunned by Sith troopers and awaken in a locked chamber aboard a ship headed for parts unknown and crewed by people whose motives remain unclear. I required information and sought to obtain this the most reliable way I knew. Let's begin again. I'm Aaron Rod. I would like to know what you intend for me at our destination.
I don't intend anything. The kid paid your passage, and it's up to her what to do with you. If I had my say in it, we'd dump you both at Ord Mantell and be done with it.
I see. I'll meditate until we arrive, then.
You do that, Jedi. Would you stop that? Feels like you're staring at me.
I apologize. Am I thinking too loudly? Well, I would do so elsewhere, but I'm still a prisoner.
This is gonna be a long trip.
Wanderer, this is Boss Quee aboard Mantell. Do you read me?
This is the Wanderer. Go ahead, Boss Quee.
Due to some unfortunate circumstances on the surface, would it be possible to meet you in orbit upon your arrival?
Yes, that is not a difficulty. We expect to revert to normal space in the Ord Mantell system in the next few hours. Exact vectors and timetables are attached to this message.
Excellent, Wanderer. Boss Quee out.
More complications. Oh, it's you, Kara.
That's a very, interesting astromech droid that you have. Are they all that aggressive?
Not really. I understand that Sidious is prone to strange personality traits, but we cannot afford to wipe its memory. The last time we tried, its efficiency dropped dramatically. Has it been disturbing you?
Very little of this trip hasn't disturbed me. Sorry, I didn't mean that as an insult. I just seem to butt heads with everyone lately.
Well, it is understandable. You are surrounded by strangers and far from home. It will get easier with time. I should apologize for Ren. He is not an easy man to get along with at times.
Please don't worry about it. He's right. I'm basically an unneeded complication to you two. It's good of you to take me on, payment or not.
I would not have left you in need. It is not my way.
Excuse me.
How long since you last slept?
Far too long.
Go then and rest. I will call you. We have some hours yet until we reach our destination.
I will, thanks.
A lot of myself in that little lost cup.
You should have woken me sooner, Leanna.
I thought you could use the rest. We have arrived.
That would explain the incoming message light.
Greetings, Wanderer.
Boss Quee, I presume.
Indeed. I'm so glad you were flexible enough to agree to meet me in orbit.
Right. Anything for a customer.
A good attitude to have, Wanderer. I heard of poor Thess's demise from a mutual contact. I assume you were able to load the goods before leaving Dera 4, or else you wouldn't have come all this way.
Yes, sir, and we'd be happy to deliver them to you.
I see. My ship, the Grey Spectre, is en route.
We'll be waiting. And we agreed to meet him in orbit. Why?
He requested it.
I think it's a trap.
Why would he want to trap us? We are bringing him something he needs.
Because if he just takes it without paying us, he gets it for free with no witnesses. I might be wrong, but there's no harm in being prepared.
Very well.
Let's wake up the girl. He might not know about her. And if he doesn't, and she can fight like she did in that bar, she might be able to bail us out if it comes to it. Hey, farm girl, you awake?
Give me a bit. What sort of trouble are we in?
Well, our crime lord may or may not be planning to stab us in the back, and they probably don't know about you, so you may be our advantage. Other than that, just the usual possibility of being caught by some kind of law enforcement.
Oh, great. I always wanted to be a criminal when I grew up.
Just stay out of sight of the main hold and keep that lightsaber of yours handy. Don't attack until we're sure he's going to betray us. Leanna doesn't think he will, but she has a hard time believing bad of people.
You know, you two work well together. You cover each other's weak points.
If that's your way of saying she's the nice one and I'm the bastard, you're right.
Well, I didn't mean that exactly, but in a way, yes.
You better hope you never see her when she's really angry. I take it that's them, Liana?
It is.
They're requesting permission to dock with us.
Granted. Come, we should get the cargo ready.
Stay out of sight until it's apparent we need you. We want you to be a surprise.
I will. I have a bad feeling about this.
Are we ready?
Yeah, Queen Company, we're at the airlock.
Very well. Let's get this over with. Boss Kui, welcome aboard.
Captain Liana, it's a pleasure. And this must be the famous Rin Falani.
I wouldn't say famous, just well-traveled.
Indeed. And this would be the cargo?
Yes, sir. Your men can offload it and we can conclude our business.
In a moment. Where is your little Jedi friend? You see, I received an interesting message this morning. It seems the Sith have offered a bounty for a ship called the Wanderer, along with any and all persons found aboard. Being a good businessman, it would be foolish for me to ignore a sum of 50,000 credits.
50,000 credits? There's no one on board worth that much.
That's for the Sith to decide, I think. You two, search the ship. Bring anyone or anything you find here. Wix and I'll keep our hosts covered.
You got it, boss.
Two thugs headed my way. They shouldn't see me in the shadows here.
So how do we flush out a Jedi and not get killed, Genius?
Simple. We just shoot anything that moves. Bounty didn't say alive only.
Well, they're distracted. Let's give them something else to track.
What was that?
It was down that hallway. Let's check it out.
And now that you aren't looking my way anymore... Hi, boys.
I think the Jedi killed him.
Oh, to blazes. Jedi, come out real slow, Jedi. I got your two friends here, and I'll burn them both.
Hey, no need to get twitchy.
One more word, Falani, and I'll blast you
on
principle.
Right. Follow the energy current in the music. Change the flow. Switch it open. Good. Then, separate my lightsaber like so. Alright, I'm coming out.
Roll your lightsaber over past us, then keep your hands up.
Fine. I'm sorry, Liana, Ren, I can't risk your lives.
That's right, girlie. You Jedi are all alike.
Shows what you know.
Wix!
Drop your weapon.
Fine, fine. Don't burn me. Put your blade up.
Oh, you let him out.
Thank you for your aid, Jedi.
You're welcome. And thank you, Blade Dent. Kara, for the loan of the half of your lightsaber.
I kept the other half hidden. Mr. Boss here never thought I'd have two blades.
Two Jedi. I should have known. Are you going to kill me now?
That depends on you. Who put the bounty on us?
Lord Vinar himself.
Vinar? Who's that?
You're kidding! You're Jedi and you don't know who the Lord of the Sith is?
We were unaware that a singular Lord had emerged.
We'll ask the questions, Tubby. The bounty specified everyone aboard this ship. Did it mention anyone specific?
A Jedi, Rin, and Liana. That's all, I swear!
And how widespread is this bounty offer?
By now, it's all over the outer and mid-rim. It may even be floating around the core.
All right, I'm done with you. You may want to close your eyes.
You just laid him out with one punch?
My father always said if you kill a dog, he can't learn anything. If we're lucky, when this guy wakes up, he'll spread the word not to try and collect that bounty on us. But if he's dead, well, dead is dead.
And we still have this damned cargo, not to mention a distinct lack of payment for it. Couldn't you have done some Jedi mind trick to get him to pay us before you knocked his teeth out?
Oh, so you like the Jedi mind trick when it suits you.
Ren, would he have some data on him that would give you access to his accounts?
That's a possibility. Datapad. Can't hurt to try tinkering with this. You know, they were real quick putting this bounty on us. I know for a fact they didn't get near enough to ID us. Someone sold us out.
But who? For now, just get this slime off my ship. Then let's find a safe port. I have a bad feeling our lives just got very complicated.
The Wanderer rockets away from the Gray Spectre, weapon mounts blazing, crippling the larger ship. But even as they leave the Betrayer's vessel behind, and escape to the safety of hyperspace, Liana's words ring in their minds, all the four thinking the same thing, hoping to find safe harbor in a galaxy turned against them. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, Episode 3, Done Deals, is based on the fan fiction by Devin Cox and Jenna Wilson, in the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Heard in this episode were Sarah Moore as Cara Tal Vanden, Hazen Nestor as Aaron Rod, Jim Perry as Ren Falani, Catherine Ranella as Liana, Nathan P. Butler as Lord Vinar and Boss Qui, and Joe Harrison as Major Alston and Qui's men. This is Nathan P. Butler. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted materials herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. This program is dedicated to the memory of Brian Daly. If you are enjoying the Star Wars fan audio production you're listening to right now, then don't stop there. Come see what the excitement is about at the internet's home of the Star Wars fan audio genre, StarWarsFanWorks.com. There you'll find podcasts, audio dramas, audio parodies, and more, plus the best and most comprehensive news coverage of the Star Wars fan audio genre found anywhere. It's an entire field of Star Wars audio productions made for fans by fans. And your audio gateway to that galaxy far, far away is StarWarsFanWorks.com. Join us. After all, it is your destiny. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
Farpoint Media. Powered by Podango.
In the world of podcasting, danger lurks around every corner. Tech nerds hand out obscure expertise. Pseudo-psychiatrists give out free advice, worth every penny. Sci-fi geeks stalk the unwary, unloading useless trivia. Podcast novelists plot to take over the world and threaten to swallow your soul. It all sounds like an adventure. And if adventure has a podcast, it must be Indiana Jim.
Join me, Indiana Jim, your intrepid arch-geekologist, as I navigate the podosphere. We'll talk to authors and podcasters on the front lines of traditional publishing and the new media, uncover creative audio treasures, find inspiration from the annals of history, and battle the enemies of truth, justice, and the sci-fi geek way.
Go to podcast.indianajim.net today and join the adventure.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.